It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this is Party Week. We've talked about birthday parties and backyard parties, and today we're tackling a party with its own unique set of challenges, the big family reunion party.
That's right. Most of us have been to at least one big family reunion, right? And depending on the size of your family, these types of parties can be very tricky to pull off without ruffling the feathers of a few relatives. One of the hardest parts is just choosing a date and location that will work for everybody. But once you've cleared that hurdle, the thing to remember is not to try to do it all yourself. You need a team of people in the family to help put this thing together.
Amen. Put somebody in charge of decorating and someone in charge of the menu or the kids' activities, and appoint someone to take lots of pictures and video too. You'll be glad you did that. People are less likely to nitpick about the details if they're part of putting together the reunion.
Yes, and we all know how hard it can be to deal with a backseat party planner who has lots of opinions but isn't doing any actual work. So delegate some of the arrangements so that you don't end up getting burned out before the reunion even happens.
And remember that even though it's good to plan activities for your family reunion, make sure you leave enough free time in the schedule for people just to sit and visit. One of the best parts of a family reunion is having some extra time to talk to the relatives you haven't seen in a long time.
We'll have more family reunion planning tips today on our homepage, which is nwamotherlode.com,
where moms click.